AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The White House is criticizing the response from President-elect Donald Trump and his transition team over allegations of Russian interference in the election. The AP's Mark Smith is at the White House.
Instead of scorning U.S. intelligence for finding the Russians launched the hack and leak effort, spokesman Josh Earnest says the president-elect should be backing a full probe.
A thorough, transparent, rigorous, non-political investigation into what exactly happened.
But then he says it's clear from the campaign Trump knows the hacks helped him.
That is, after all, why the president-elect called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton's email.
Trump aides say that call during a debate was made in jest. Earnest says no one here thinks attacking America's democratic process is funny. Mark Smith at the White House.
Rebels and civilians are being evacuated from Aleppo in Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry says there have been inexcusable attacks on civilians in Aleppo.
We're going to be trying every way we can to try to save lives and push this to where it needs to get to.
Some civilians in Aleppo will be taken to Turkey. Former Milwaukee police officer Dominique Hegan Brown has been charged with reckless homicide in the death of Sylvie Smith in August. Smith was shot by Brown after a traffic stop. The AP's Todd Richmond reports Smith's death set off violence.
Sparked two nights of rioting where police clashed with protesters who threw rocks and bottles. One person was shot on the second night, and a number of businesses were burned.
Deliberations have started in South Carolina, the jury deciding whether Dylan Roof is guilty of killing nine black worshipers at a Charleston church wants to rehear part of Roof's videotape confession. Vermont Senator and former Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders had a small basal cell carcinoma removed from his cheek. It was an outpatient procedure. The Dow is up 75 points. This is AP Radio News. The Christmas and New Year's season is a day shorter than last year, but holiday travel is expected to rise.
The Auto Club says more than 103 million Americans will be traveling for Christmas and New Year's.
This is a record-breaking holiday travel season.
Spokeswoman Tamara Johnson reports AAA estimates there will be more than 1.5 million more people on the move this year than last, mainly because we have more money.
We've seen at the tail end of the year that the labor market has improved, wages have increased, and so consumers are really feeling more confident.
The vast majority of travelers will be driving, though air travel is projected to rise 2.5%, where overall travel is up just 1.5%. Warren Levinson, New York.
Facebook is taking steps to try to stop the spread of fake news. The focus will be on what's being called the worst of the worst offenders. Facebook is also partnering with outside fact checkers to sort out honest news reports from the stories that are made up. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.